Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, 21 additional agri-parks to be established at later, or proverb of the day. I'm Anjuy James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
April 1? Have mercy. That means I have little time left. I have to go today.
April 1? Why the mad rush?
I want to renew my private letterbox and it must do April 1. By the way, why don't you apply for one?
What's it good for?
Well, you can get your mail anytime you want. Night, day, public holiday, after post office lock, and if you write me, only you, me, and my letterbox know.
So, it expensive?
No man, it very affordable.
Alright. Come and make sure we have a private letterbox from Jamaica Post.
Jamaica Post also offers private letterbox rentals for housing developments and business complexes. Get yours today. Call 1-888-JAMPOST for more information. The government is moving to expand the network of agri-parks across the island, with an additional 21 parks to be established over the next 2 fiscal years, in other words, by 2018. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips made the disclosure while opening the 2015-16 budget debate in Parliament recently. The primary objective of the Agri-Parks initiative is to bring underutilized rural land and labor into a more efficient agricultural production system.
As a result, crops are being produced at competitive prices to facilitate import substitution, enhance the agricultural supply chain, deepen industrial linkages, and increase food security. The agri-parks, when fully implemented, are expected to impact some 5,000 Jamaicans directly and indirectly as investors, farmers, and workers, and have approximately 3,200 hectares of underutilized land brought into production.
Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. Dr. Phillips says for a number of years, the traditional approach has been to focus irrigation investments on a few export crops, such as sugar and bananas, leaving non-traditional production to rely on rainfall.
We intend, through the agri-park system, to change that reality and provide for the irrigation systems that will enable us to be more competitive.
The finance minister says an adequate irrigation system is an important feature of the agri-parks, and each park will be equipped with the infrastructure. So far, agri-parks have been established in Amity Hall, St. Catherine, Plant and Garden River in St. Thomas, Ebony Park in Clarendon, Spring Plain in Clarendon, Yallas in St. Thomas, New Forest and Duff House in Manchester, Hill Run in St. Catherine, and Maylersfield in Westmoreland. Work is underway to complete the country's 9th agri-park in Unity St. Mary by the end of March. 3 additional agri-parks are also to be established in Sunderland, Enfield and Seven Rivers in Western Jamaica during the 2015-16 fiscal year. The finance minister says the development and expansion of the agri-parks initiative will over time modernize the agricultural sector. And now for our proverb of the day.
The hotter the battle, the sweeter the victory.
And this means, the harder you work for something, the more meaningful it is when you achieve it. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Please join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the GIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Anjuy James Sawyers wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.